St. Louis, what is up? I would say I'm finally here. It's been a vision that's been coming to life for a long while now. A lot of my Farmington people, they know that I've been doing the podcast and stuff, so it's been something that I had to journey out of there and bring up to here to just bring to life. So I'm just really thankful for that. And took a lot of manifesting and investing and networking, but now we're here. So I would say it's a time of rising the tide. So thank you to the barn that I started early podcasts with, Chad. Thanks to everybody, you know, the small listeners, just the small football games that had me on doing my voice and stuff. All that stuff matters. So it all comes to now, and I'm just ready to take off with it. So thank you, and shout out to Cammy behind the camera. My friends and I made this, and this is Swerving, so I'm just glad to be here, and let's get it going. And our first guest, I met her at my boy Brian's music video, so he called me up. He was like, hey, man, I almost slept through the night, too. He's like, man, you got to get up here and network. So I was like, man, all right, I'm going to pull up. I had a toothache, though, and then I got a pull, so I was like, I pulled up on him. And I just met a lot of people tonight, so it's a good night. And so we're going to have Gina on the guest first off, so kick it off. Thank you.
Glad to be here. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it was that was a good night.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. It was a little stressful, but it turned out great.
It was. And that's part of the process, you know?
Absolutely, yeah.
So when's that going to drop?
TBD, not my decision. So
got you.
Whenever he drops it, he drops it.
Are you done, though?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. And I'm excited. It's a really cool video. It's one of those things that was like, in the moment, it was a little stressful, but once it came together, it was like, it looks beautiful.
And I think I trust Brian, too. Like,
yeah.
It's just like, I know great things take time, you know? I feel like, I think a lot of people like, oh, drop this, drop that, you know? So I think he knows what he's doing with time and stuff, and I think you did good on that. So that last shot, I can't wait for people to see that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Exciting.
So you got married and stuff?
Yeah.
So how's that?
It's great. I mean, it's definitely different, but the same. I was already living with her, so it was a little bit of the same, but it's definitely, it's cool calling somebody my wife. It's interesting dealing with taxes and things like that. They come with being married, but overall it's been awesome. I mean, we're going to get married anyway, so.
Does she go on the road with you a lot for work and stuff, or you kind of like, is that your time away from each other to like balance?
Yeah, that's kind of my time away, just because I think like we're both very individual and independent people, and we tend to thrive off that a little bit. So we love spending time together because we're very similar, but the time away is really nice. It allows us to take time separately, readjust to, you know, just, I don't know, being without each other,
I guess.
And kind of create a longing. So it's nice to come home and
because love, like, things don't burn out, but like, you just like, I feel like everyone loves their own time. Like,
yeah,
every time I was in a relationship, I'm like, you know, we're going to do this, but there's still days like, yo, I'm still, this is what I'm doing today.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
I feel like everyone needs that balance, especially in, like, the creator mind. So
yeah.
I feel like you just need to, like, get away and just be like, all right, and then come back to, like, talk that out. So
exactly.
That's how you build great things, you know?
I agree. And I think realistically, like, we also both work from home, so we're together, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. So it is nice to get away. Just even for her, she likes to do stuff when I'm not there, like clean the house or, like, just have time to herself, play video games, whatever. And same, I love to be able to, like, sit and create or just walk outside and...
So you say you work at home. So this kind of COVID kind of drove me to podcasting and stuff. So what was your draw to the camera?
Initially.
Yeah. Like no. What? Well, like kind of like, did COVID make you go harder with that, or like, what kind of like did COVID help like boost things more into buying into that and like, you know, working at home and things? Like, what do you got going on now that led to Missing Scene?
So pretty much like I was already working a lot from home. I go to sets and stuff, but I edited a lot. So I was already always at home kind of doing my own thing. But what I will say is COVID made me think a lot more creatively. I had to really figure out what made sense, because when you can't, especially when I was living in LA, you couldn't see anybody. You couldn't go hang out. You couldn't do all these things. Nobody knew what was going on. Like, it was a lot of like mystery for a while. And without having like people physically in person, and that's how I film stuff.
Right.
How do I do that? Right. So the 6 feet rule came in and we kind of did that, but I ended up doing a lot of cover art animations for artists and stuff. I just basically took something pre-existing, broke it all up in Photoshop and animated it. So, you know, you're on your cover with like fire in the background or something. I would separate all that and make the fire animated.
Okay.
And just kind of like, figure out how to make money at that point, because LA was very expensive, and it was like, you can't stop having a job.
Right.
So I just kind of had to
adapt. We'll talk about that later, like the job. But you did. I feel like COVID, everyone had to adapt. So you were in L.A. at the time, and then did you come back to Columbia?
Yeah, I went back because I was out there for 2 years, and it was cool, but there was just no end in sight for COVID. And for me, it was like, I'm depressed. I can't see any of my friends. A lot of my friends were moving away at the time to Texas or just traveling, honestly, by themselves in their cars. So I got to a point where I was just like, I just want to be near my family, seeing my nieces and nephews grow up, and just kind of also go home for a while, you know, reroute myself here and see what that looks like.
Has it been worth it?
Yeah, there's obviously stuff I miss, but there's a lot of stuff here that I also miss that I didn't realize until I came home.
People that, like, a lot of people that have, I have talked to that have experienced L.A., like, they say it's a good place to, like, visit, but, like, they wouldn't want to be there forever. But, like, you know, everyone just, but everyone has their different ways. I know people that live out there and stuff, but it's just, like, Missouri's that great balance of, like, calmness and, like, but you still got, like, it's the melting pot. You got the creators, you know, but you can kind of find your own peace. I can go an hour down the highway and, like, be in the neck of the woods and be fishing and stuff. So I get that, like, just coming home and just...
And that's kind of those parts that you forget about a lot of times when you're living out there, because it is so fast-paced. It's kind of like, even emotionally sometimes, you're just like, I'm just working. You know what I mean? And I don't have, like, emotion to give to a lot of different people at that time. So, like, a lot of time out there, it was like, you're just kind of... Hold on, let me regroup my thought.
What? Oh, you're just kind of what, like, out there, like, on autopilot?
Yeah, exactly, on autopilot. When I came here, it forced me to, like, slow down and, again, like, reappreciate a lot of stuff that maybe I forgot about when I was out there. You know what I mean? Like you said, like, going out and just going fishing. You know what I'm saying?
That,
like, simple stuff
matters.
Like that. Exactly.
That stuff matters. It's balance. And I try to do that, too, like, just getting out and just playing golf sometimes and just collecting the state of mind. I feel like, and when you were talking to me, like, on the phone outside of that, you were like, I just want to, into this year, just trying to find more of that and, like, find a balance. So.
Absolutely.
I feel like I'm just glad you came back because I would have never met you. So
same,
it's just small things like that. But looking back to 24, what's coming in 25 that you're like cooking up? You're excited about?
25, I would say, is just my year of like, last year I worked a lot, right? Which was awesome. I love working. This year I really want to work with others more. I feel like last year I did a lot of independent stuff, and which was really cool, and I love doing stuff by myself. But I also love being a cog in other people's machines. I love seeing how other people direct or edit or produce or different things like that, because I think it only allows me to become a stronger person in my filmmaking journey.
Right.
You know? And so, and plus I love just... helping. I love watching something come to life that I'm not necessarily in charge of or have to deal with in post-production. So this year I'm hoping I can get on a lot more sets and just kind of meet more people that way too, you know.
How do you get better at the job that you do, you know, like the reps and stuff? I see that you do a lot of movies and stuff, or do you try to like take on projects and do your own thing and get creative with it and like Brian's video and kind of just see your own vision? Like, how do you balance that?
I think you have to be able to be creative, but you also have to be able to listen. I think that a lot of people are like, I want to make what I want to make, you know? But if you have a client, you kind of got to make what they ask you to make.
Right.
Because I'm all down to give you my opinion, right? This is what I think would work well. This is what I think would work, you know, not so great. But at the end of the day, it's their video. And sometimes you just have to make what people want you to make, you know? And it's not a bad thing.
Do you enjoy
thing.
That?
I think it... forces me to be disciplined. You know, it might not be what I want it to be, but at the same time, like, again, I just try and create everything or like have everything be a learning experience versus like hating it the whole time, because then I can't even enjoy creating it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this sucks, but at the same time, like, I was able to do this, or I learned how to do this, or I was able to compromise in a better way this time where the client was so overly happy because I didn't have any pushback, or I don't know. I think everything just is lesson based, you know? Mm-hmm. So is it my favorite thing in the world? No, but you know, I get to create my own stuff in my other time.
I guess, so you've been like, I guess it's the balance of like probably being on movie sets and being like the smaller thing and then coming up to the bigger thing in your own hands and just kind of being like, it's just part of it, you know?
Absolutely. Like that's what I loved in LA. I was on a lot more sets out there where I was just PA or producing or just helping in different ways where I'm not, again, like the whole, it's not just me on the whole project. And that allowed me to really love my projects more and put a little bit more love into those because I wasn't doing only my projects all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I kind of experienced last year. Not burnout, but just doing all my projects by myself. And it was cool and it was fun, But this year, I would love to get back into that kind of LA state of mind where I can do my own projects, but still be on with other people.
I feel that.
Yeah.
You got a question for me?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
I like the this is the segment of Swerving that, you know, I like to bring apart because I feel like people think a podcast is easy. So I usually like to hit my guests with two questions. So what do you got?
So what do you think is one of the most valuable things you've learned in life?
I like that a lot. I would say through, like, my testimony through, like, a lot of coaches and stuff, like, you know, I was an athlete guy, but now I was, like, now I'm the guy in the kitchen with the, around a lot of chefs and stuff. And I would say that the biggest thing that's, like, it's just consistent, like, being consistent, you know, and, like, the small stuff. Chef Elliot, I remember one time someone got a lemonade, and it was just, like, I thought he wasn't watching, and... And I did like the, he showed me how to make it. So it's like one time that's good, you know? So I thought he wouldn't watch it. And I just cut it short. And I'd be damned if he came over there and just like, this was like, he took friends out of it. And he was just like, yo, if we tell you to do something, like, that's how you do it. And I, and that was like, that's when I went from like a boy to a man. I was like, all right, like, you know, that's just when like the small shit, cause it takes no more time to do it right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We all, at the end of the day, we do what we want.
Yep.
So like the stuff that you don't do and stuff, it's just, I feel like it's slacking. So just being consistent in the shit that you want to buy in and stuff like that, and then people will buy back into you. So I've learned that in everything, you know, like teams and especially like teams. I think camaraderie in sports has really helped me with that. So I think Chef and them, I was like, I do just wash dishes. Them dudes are chefs, you know, like I don't know how to flip and finesse like that.
Yeah.
But so I'm just a dishwasher, but I sell the food out of love. And it's just like we all do our part. So it's just about being consistent in that part so they can buy into other things within the business to like make it grow, you know.
Totally.
And just like with football and stuff, like other people can't do what I can, but do what you can do to make it, we can win, you know.
I was gonna say yeah, you're a team at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, but it's all valuable, but it's about showing up and being consistent in your role. And even with the podcast, like that's what I was telling people, like they were like, oh, I want to come on, and I was like, bro, wait, like I can't do it and do it half-assed, like I'm gonna do it full foot. So I think it's just being consistent with everything you want to buy into.
Definitely. That's a really good answer.
Yeah, I like that. Appreciate you asking me that.
Yeah, of course.
I usually get like the same stuff and it's kind of like, ah.
Yeah, so. No, I was trying to give you something different.
Is it hard to watch something without putting your directive thought in it?
Sometimes. I think
kind of just like Netflix movie, like TV, like podcasts and stuff.
I think it depends how into it I am. Like if it's a movie, I like to try and immerse myself. So I'm hopefully not noticing those things unless they're very flagrant, like continuity errors. Your glass was this full and now it's this full and then it's this full. And, you know, those sorts of things will bother me. But for the most part, again, like I love just watching and immersing myself because I think that's how you create films is for people to immerse themselves. So I like to try and really go into it with a mindset of like, this is the environment I'm in and I believe everything.
Right.
You know, because once you stop believing, that's when you're kind of like, is this good? Is this bad? Whatever. But I think everything has something good to take away from it. Even movies I hate, there's still something I like about them, you know? And Yeah, so I do sometimes, but it's usually on, if I watch something a second time, that's when I'll really,
like you're into
I'll
it?
Get in there.
Okay.
Yeah, but the first time I try to just
enjoy it,
appreciate the filmmaking and not be critique.
I feel that, because I'm a movie reviewer and like, I try to go into movies without like, oh, this is that, before like while it's rolling. I like to just like really watch it and then, you know, collect my thoughts after and then come about it. Because I feel like if you're dissecting, you're not really watching.
Exactly.
To appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I had to ask you that as a shooter because I feel like people like watchers and shooters and viewers do everything and think different, you know? And some people don't like understand some films, like and how people are trying to come out.
Yeah.
So, and I feel like sometimes like as a shooter, you can understand that, but maybe they didn't do it that type of way to get it across.
Exactly. And I think sometimes again, it's like, it's something that maybe you wouldn't have done, but like, are you also considering like why somebody did it that way? You
right.
know what I mean? Because like, that's the beauty of filmmaking within, you know, its artistic thing. It's just everything's subjective, right? There's no real wrong way technically to do anything. There's just better ways.
So you've been on several things and like, you're still doing it. So what's like, how is it hard to balance like shooting work and stacking it, but people are like, oh, I need this done and that done and still like living life? I feel like that's the hard thing about being a videographer and making things and being creative.
For me, my brain works well with lists and schedules. So, like, I used to be an athlete as well. I did, like, D2 soccer for 4 years in college. And it was just one of those things where that made me very schedule-driven and very, like, okay, this is happening here, this is happening here. And I think when I schedule my current day like that, that's how it kind of, you know, and every day is different. But I think for me, it's like every morning I do the same thing. I write down everything I want to do that day, everything everybody needs, and I just go through and cross it off. Because when I can cross it off and I can see personally for me, that allows me to kind of like do things. But also just like super organization. To me, like that's the only way for me to be able to be on top, because I do have such an ADHD brain that like, I want to work 5 minutes on this project, and then I want to go on this, and then somebody calls me about this, and I'm on the phone for 45 minutes, and I didn't expect that, and then you know, and so it's one of those things where it's like, I think it's about adaptability, but also just like, you know, extreme scheduling, and just being really like diligent about how, you know, just how much you're putting into each project, so.
For sure.
Because sometimes I have to stop myself, too. It's like, stop.
Chill out.
Yeah, chill.
Yeah, I feel that. You rather shoot like a concert, like a tour, or like music videos, doing your thing? Like, how do you get more in your bag and bringing things to life? Or do you kind of just like take everything and just do something different?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like anything music related, I love. So, mm-hmm. like, whether that's a music video or a concert, like, I love both of those. Cause again, to me, you know, a lot of it is with music videos, I try to do a lot of storytelling. So, it's a different bag than live videos where I'm still trying to do storytelling, but it's just in a different vein. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, whatever. I just, anything under 5 minutes, that's where my bag is.
I feel that.
Any content, 5 minutes or less, I'm there.
So you never, like, thought about shooting, like, a day in a life or something?
I've just never had anybody approach me to do it. So it's not a lot of things, honestly, are a matter of, like, not having time or not being approached to do certain things versus not wanting to. Like, the only things I really am not super interested in doing, honestly, is, like, a film. I'm not super interested in doing that because, like, they take a long time.
Yeah.
And I'm just, and for me, it's like, I love being on set with people for like no more than 4 days. So like music videos, commercials, short films. Cool. 2 years. I don't want to see you. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see you for 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
every
dead.
Day. You know what I'm, I just don't want that. You know,
that's crazy. but I guess that's the difference of bringing a music video and a movie to life.
Exactly.
And like the balance of it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I feel that though. Yeah, I wouldn't want to be around people that long either.
It's just, yeah, I need, that's why I love doing all kinds of projects. That's why instead of being like, oh, I only shoot music related content, even it's like anything under 5 minutes, because I don't want to limit myself on like what we can do. But it's also one of those things where, yeah, I just want to like lock in with certain things and not.
And you're buying into the film grid, right? Like,
yes.
What you got going on. Can
yeah,
you talk
yeah.
about that?
A little bit. It's one of those things where it's like, it's a slowly moving process into something where I'm just like collaborating with someone else to just do more stuff with St. Louis artists and try and like build our own sort of network there where people can just come shoot simple, nice, clean videos. And it's not the craziest thing in the world, but it's also like, as far as like pricing wise, but
it just makes sense.
But yeah, it makes sense. And also like, it's all good because it's going to help other people and, again, like, help me network with other people, so.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And so we got some Swerving Q&A now. I usually, well, if you, the followers, you know what's up on the Swerving Q&A, but I did switch some questions, and they'll kind of be, like, I always have the questions that we ask each guest, but it's kind of be on the guest what I ask, so we're going to crack in it with Gina.
Yeah.
You ready?
Let's go.
All right. Does the camera or the person make the shot?
The person, always.
Why?
Because realistically, you could have the most expensive camera in the world, and if you don't know how to properly utilize any of the settings, it doesn't matter how great the camera is. So it really is more about the eye. Like, even there's a movie coming out 28 years later. It's being shot all on an iPhone.
Really?
Yep. Well, to my knowledge. And so to me, it's like, I even, for example, quick example. My friend Dan, he used to shoot constantly on his phone because that's the only medium he had to shoot on. Mm-hmm. And so once I was able to like upgrade my camera, I gave him my old camera, and he was able to produce like so much more shit at like a much higher level, just because like he already knew how to like expose, how to do composition, how to do a lot of the like actual filmmaking techniques, that once he got his hand on an actual camera, it was like boom, everything made sense, locked in, you
right.
know, that kind of stuff, versus having a cool camera and being like, yeah, you know, it's just not, it doesn't connect like that. You need certain tools in order to be a good filmmaker, and that doesn't even involve school, so.
I feel that.
You know,
that's a great answer.
It's always the eye. It's like,
I feel like, but everyone don't have that eye, you know?
No.
I feel like it's just a blessing.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, too, where it's like, I think it's something you can develop. I think realistically, like, you know, you probably weren't the best football. I wasn't the best soccer player in the entire world, but like the more you practice, like the better you get. You know
what
I'm saying? And so I think like that even comes with filmmaking again, just like taking lessons away, working with other people, you know, really watching a lot of stuff like within your field and honing in on kind of what you want your style to look like and just practicing, you know? Because some of my videos are just me having fun. It's not even like about money. It's just,
but that
like,
matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I get to try new stuff too. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? On those sort of passion projects, I don't have to. I'm the client. You
right.
know what I mean? So like, I can only, you know, do whatever I want to do.
I feel that. That's it. I like that answer.
Thanks.
So it is the person.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, cool. Dream location to shoot. Like it could be all over, not just St. Louis. Like, and what? You don't have to like give like what you would make so people don't steal that, but like, would it be like music, like music video, or what artist, if so?
That's such a hard question, because I don't know. I've shot so many places, but I think like realistically to me, like dream place to shoot and dream artist would just be like, I don't know, something very stylized, like extreme colors, like a very pop type video.
But we were talking about Montana. I think that'd be very lit.
Oh yeah, Montana would be sick. I mean, I love, again, one of those things you appreciate when you leave a place like mm-hmm. LA is the amount of open space you have, right? The amount of like fields and grass and mountains,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all kinds of shit like that. It's like just, yeah, beautiful spaces, I think is, that's what I would love.
All right, I fuck with that.
Yeah.
What's your second question for me?
Let me grab.
I'm excited.
What's one of your favorite, most memorable stories that you have just throughout your life?
Oof. That's right now. Favorite? That's tough.
Top, you know, 15, we'll say, because we all got a lot of great memories, I feel.
Man, I kind of just like, I feel like I'm dusting through bookshelves, like trying to think
know,
of
right?
stuff. Man. Honestly, so I'm a big, like, I practice with psychedelics a lot, mm-hmm. and, like, mushrooms and stuff. So I do, like, a lot of, like, self-finding through that. And I would say, and my brother, he hasn't been here. He passed away in 2017 on Mother's Day. And so I feel like I was really, like, down and out when that happened. But I found myself back, you know. So, like, one time I was, this is just a crazy memory. Like, one time I was just, like, in the garage vibing, like.
Yeah, yeah.
But me and my mom, like, we kind of like beef because like my mom deals with drinking and stuff. So I just rather like, and she watched him drown. So it's super like hard
wow.
on her. So, but I don't know how to like deal with that. Like just being her son that's still here and stuff. So it's just like, I'd rather not talk to her.
Yeah.
So, but like one time I was vibing and stuff. I was like, yeah, just like chilling. And I swear my brother came in the room and he was like, bro, call mom. And I was like, all right.
Dang.
Just like, but it was like funny though, because like I believe in that stuff, like
yeah.
this frequency, like people watching over you, your angels and stuff. So, and like I called my mom. It was like 12:30 at night. I was like, Mom, what are you doing? She's like, nothing, just laying in bed. I was just like, all right. I was like, I love you.
Yeah.
You know, like it's just stuff like that that matters, you know. So
absolutely.
And I just know like, and people that go through stuff like that, loss and stuff, just it's just about not dwelling, you know. So. I feel like it's just small things like that that keep you going. So
absolutely.
That's just that stuff I think about because he's not here no more, and I always want to think about like what he would be like being today, and like we're adults because we were
yeah.
goofy as kids.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just I always think about how people would be today. So that's
I
a good
feel
memory.
That. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
No, it's cool.
I'm
I mean, we all go through that, and
absolutely.
We're all gonna have our time. So
yeah.
It's just that's my power that I found with myself. And that's why I like to have conversation and stuff. That's my debrief from thinking on things and getting in dark places.
I totally get that.
So that's why I do stuff like this.
I've been there.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I like
that.
If the camera didn't bless you, like, with things, what would you be doing?
I was thinking about that because I've never thought about it, to be honest. I've never thought about that. I think I enjoy solving problems, so I think, like, something within, like, engineering or something like that where you either got to fix something or, like, solve something or put something together structurally, like, something like that maybe.
Okay. Would you be, like, an investigator type thing, putting things together like that?
If the danger was out of it, if I get to sit at a desk, I don't know if I like anybody enough for that.
No, I feel that.
I'm like,
That's a good answer.
But I like solving.
You don't got
problems,
any like off the wall things that you would like try to do that was like, I don't know if I'd like it, but I'd want to do it.
I've never even thought about it.
Man, I always I would probably do like. I know I don't have the vision, but like I would want to like fly a plane if like I could. So I know a few pilots that just did that. I feel like I always think about like why would you want to put this big thing like in the air and you have people's lives like in your hand.
Okay, so, well then I would say underwater exploring, but I'm definitely afraid of it. But I think it would be so cool.
That would be cool.
Because it's just like we only know 5% of the ocean.
Yeah. But I think about them people that imploded all the time. I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, but James Cameron built his own.
Yeah, he did. I love James Cameron.
And he's Gucci for it.
He's lit, too.
So I'm like, but that's the thing. It's like, you build your own to go, like, a million leagues under the sea. And it's like, yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would have trusted that.
No, I feel that. No, James Cameron, he knows his shit.
But even just sending cameras or, like, probes or anything down, like, just.
That would be cool.
That'd be cool.
That would be cool. I think Avatar 3 is going to be really cool. Did you watch the second one?
I didn't.
Yeah, James Cameron. You should watch that just, like, for your visuals and stuff. James Cameron, I would say it's, like, being at a live aquarium, like it's insane, and it's nothing like, you know how you watch a movie and like, all right, that CGI is too much. Like it's not that; it's just super clean. I think you would like it and appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll definitely check it out.
Avatar 2, check it out. Who would you like to see on Swervin?
I
usually like to close it out with that.
I mean,
you can give me two people, one, or who would you like to see come on and be a conversation?
I'll give you a couple. So. All right. Cammy, my friends,
I told her
and I,
too.
Obviously. But what I would say is other people I love, Brock Seals, great dude.
Yeah, Brock's busy. Really... Brock said he would. He's busy right now. He said he's kind of just like building an album and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pulled up on Brock at he did like a pop-up at Love Bank.
Yep.
And the girl I was talking to was DJing there. And I didn't even know him, but my energy just like, I was like, I need to talk to this dude. So I was just like, you know, and he was just like rapping, freestyling, like, I love that. Like,
he's the best.
It's so awesome. And I was like, bro, like, I just love. He kind of reminded me of, like, Big Sean. Like, that energy.
Yeah, definitely.
And I was like, dude, I love what you're doing. And I didn't even know about him. So then I started looking into him and stuff. I was like, yeah, that'd be great. So.
Yeah. Him. And then I love Phil Hammer. He's a local photographer. He's, like, chill. But he has amazing photography. He's just a really kind-ass person. And I just, like, love him. I just love being around him because he's just. He just makes you feel
good. Shit. I like that.
Yeah.
I like people like that too.
For sure.
You like the biscuit though? What'd you get the chorizo when you came there?
The chorizo.
Fire, huh?
I have not been able to find that since I lived in LA. When I was in LA, I used to go to this place all the time just for the chorizo gravy. Moved here and was like, okay, I mean, I still like sausage gravy, but man, I miss that chorizo. So when I came in and I saw it, I was like, that's what I'm getting.
I love telling people to pull up too because it's just like, I'm not going to sell you bad food. Like,
yeah,
I feel like food is out of love. Like, and you know, if you love people, you're gonna steer them to good food. So I'm glad you pulled up.
Totally.
Come get the chorizo, baby.
Yo, the chorizo.
So what you got? Like, I appreciate you coming on.
Of
you got
course,
anything
yeah.
coming up you wanna shout out?
I don't have anything coming up, but you can book me if you wanna hang out with me, or we can be friends or whatever. But no, just working, setting a bunch of stuff up for like the springtime and stuff like that. Just, you know, festival-wise and stuff, that's when I have a lot of stuff.
And I have a question that wasn't on here, but I like to ask everybody.
Yeah.
What would Gina go back and tell 18-year-old Gina?
Start shooting a little bit earlier, but I had such a good time in college, I wouldn't change it. But
that's
but I will say, like, you know, just do your own project sooner, because for me in college, I got an education, but realistically, it was one of those things where, like, I learned so much more by just doing my own shit.
Right.
So, like, I feel like I just wish I would have started sooner. But MC Trey, locally here, he's the first person I ever shot a video with, and we've been shooting videos for the past, like, 15 years together, stuff like that. So, yeah. Did you shoot sooner.
Was your first project for free?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it was a shit show.
Yeah. Understand that, entrepreneurs, you got to do a lot of shit for free to get things. Yeah. Like, I remember car detailing, like, starting that and just being like, just, hey, let me clean your car. Yeah. Just, like, to show you that I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, okay. So, and then, like, it just bought into, like, a business. So, you got to do a lot of shit for free to get greater things in life. So,
yes.
Due time.
Absolutely, yeah.
I appreciate you, Gina.
Hey, appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.
Missing Scene, this is Swerving Podcast, and we're out.